We went down with hundreds of ladies and gentlemen who were making a huge impression on the streets of Cambridge by them joining in the Starshine Stroll Memory Walk for the Arthur Rank Hospice charity. It's something that now is a regular fixture on the calendar. Beautifully organised, as always. Volunteers had been along the previous day to set things up at Shelford Rugby Club, the home of the Peacocks, who've got their pitch dug up at the moment for new drainage. So their first 15 pitch was full of bulldozers and diggers. But anyway, Arthur Rank Stash and with their hospice charity were our charity of the month recently on Cambridge 105 Radio. The streets were awash with their limited edition T-shirts, pyjamas, feather boas, cowgirl hats being donned by the ladies, and a few tutus maybe being donned by the gentlemen as well. Less of those, perhaps, but an amazing sight to see. And for those who participated in the atmosphere of the event, it was electric down there. I went along to meet lots of the participants just before they set off from the Davy Field. I'm talking to some of the lovely ladies that are going to be taking part in Starshine Stroll for 2017. And with me is...
Carol.
Carol, with your group of four ladies, all sort of chilling out, bottle of water just before we start. The sun is out for you this evening. It's been a bit of a gloomy day. But look what's happened. We've got the light bulb and we switched it on for this evening. In the background, you can hear the warm-up coming from Dawn Easby. She's on the podium as well. Ladies, you're going to do what, the 6.5 mile or 10 mile walk today?
Hoping to do the 10 miles.
First time?
First time for me, yes.
Dressed up in white because they give you a Starshine Stroll 2017 T-shirt. Comes as part of your pack. Were you some of the early sign-ups to this? Because I know you got it for a little less money if you signed up for the sponsorship and the walk a bit earlier on.
Oh, did you? Oh, I didn't know. My daughter just texted me last week with the details and said, are you interested in doing this, Mum? And I said, oh, okay then. So, and that was us. So last week we registered.
She's sitting with you on the picnic bench today. There's two ladies behind you. You all know each other. You're all family members. No? Are you going to walk together? It's just you looked all very corporate. We've got pink bunny ears, just so that obviously we paint the picture for the listeners so they can see. A nice little pink tassel going on with one of the ladies.
These are actually called booper hoopers.
Have you picked them up here today in the pavilion?
We picked them up, yes, here today.
So it's your first time around and you're going to attempt the 10 miles. It should probably take you till around about 10 o'clock this evening.
Well, yes. I hope it won't be any longer than that.
So as you joined in quite late, and it's wonderful to see you here, Carol, does it mean you've got a nice little list of people sponsoring you?
Just family at the moment, but I have put it on Facebook now, so let's hope we get some more sponsorship coming through.
There's a lovely Facebook page for Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. People can go to facebook.com and have a look there at some of the videos and some of the pictures from last year. And the official photographer's coming around to get some pictures as well as this little radio interview with you, Carol. Well, you can get some support from your daughter going around with you, mother and daughter. Don't know who's going to support each other, but don't get too many blisters on your feet. And as you've got some nice practical footwear, so you should be all right.
Well, yes. My daughter is a runner. She ran the London Marathon last year. I think the walk will be a bit of a stroll for her.
I don't think anybody's going to try and break records going round the course this evening. I think it's going to be a nice, gentle, sedate perambulation in the sunshine. You will enjoy the River Cam and the backs, I'm sure, because all the blossoms out down there. I've seen some pictures from last year's walk, and particularly the towpath bits are rather beautiful. So enjoy the city this evening in a different sort of way. Rather than the nightclub, we're all going to go walking. Fantastic. I hope you do raise some money. And anyway, it's nice bacon roll when you get back.
I'm Barbara, and I did this last year, and it worked out very well. And this year, I'm doing it because I have a friend who goes to day centre at the Arthur Rank, and it's really good. So I think a lot of people don't know that all the other things that the Arthur Rank Hospice does, apart from terminal cases. So I just thought I'd get a word in for her.
A couple of 3 years ago, I always wondered what the Pink Feather Trail was. I live just around the corner from this event, and there's already one on the floor here. There's going to be a sea of pink feathers, and now I know why, because it's actually come from these feather boas. Hello.
Hello, I'm Roz.
Hello, Roz. I did think you were a group of four ladies sitting here at the picnic table. You've got time. 6:30 will be the warm-up. We can hear the tannoy in the background. There will be a fitness instructor, and I think they might be bringing out Arthur Bear as well. You don't talk to Arthur Bear, and Arthur Bear doesn't talk to you, but he might well be out on the stage to get everybody limbered and warmed up. Is this the first time you've done this?
Yes, this is our first time of trying this walk, yes. I'm doing it in memory of my grandma, who when Arthur Rank was in Mill Road. She was there then many years ago.
The old Brookfield site, which was only vacated at the end of last year. Actually, if I look on your T-shirt, you have got "For Nanny and My Mum" with lots of kisses, which is very nice. There are little speech balloons on everybody's T-shirt, and everybody can put on the white background, and Granny and Granddad Alan as well. So you're walking in memory of those people. And you're going to try the 6.5 mile route or the 10 mile route this evening?
Well, we were both sponsored most generously by lots of friends and family, so we are going to attempt the 10 miles, although we've never done anything like this before.
Go for it. It's only a walk, as I was saying to someone else, it's not a performance speed test, so you're really going to be all right there. And actually, you'll be guided along. There'll be people in front of you and people behind, so any of the back markers don't get lost. But you've got water bottles with you, all equipped as well. And remember, you can always stock up on the calories afterwards.
We're looking forward to the bacon rolls at the end, aren't we, Alice?
I think they even actually have a massage therapy table available for people who really want to wind down and get their muscles on the calves of their feet afterwards. And you'll actually see people walking around with buggies and wheelchairs. So the whole family can take part, even the young ones, as long as they're with mum and dad.
Yes. I think, like you say, there are some children, and hopefully we'll be able to walk along with them.
Have a lovely evening. Enjoy the weather, ladies. And, well, it's your first one. I'm sure you'll come back to do many more.
Thank you very much.
I got one group of ladies here with their tutus and leggings on as well. We got pink, we got purple, we got a little bit of luminous green. 9 of them here so far. And you are all sort of friends and family. I heard mention of some refreshments going around with you. Jenny, I heard mention of gin and tonic.
Oh, yes. Well, some of the family need a little bit of help to get to the finish line, and that'll be the gin and the tonic.
You're hiding those hip flasks well, I have to say, probably in the rucksacks.
Yes, probably the heavier ones.
I think I see streamers as well. Are we going to have a bit of a party going on?
We've got glow sticks.
It's glow sticks, and also some more glowing on in the dark as well. We've got some baubles around one of the ladies' necks here, which will light up later on and look really good after dusk. You've also got various pink themes going on, I can see. Pink tutus. What do you got there then, Jenny?
Pink tutu. We decided we'd just go all out this year so that we stand out in the crowd.
You can hear the rustling going on from the polythene bag as she opens it. So you've got a big list of people. So the 9 of you here so far, you're going to gather up to a larger group.
Yep, there's 12 of us all together.
And last year you were the back markers, but that doesn't matter, does it? As long as you have a nice little amble.
No, definitely not. It's not the winning, it's the taking part and supporting this wonderful cause.
Now, it's 10 miles or 6.5 miles for you?
We're planning on 10, but some of the seniors might do a little bit less, but they have their reasons. They have had joint replacements, so they will do what they can.
I thought you might say you just have a crafty half in the pub on the way halfway on the halfway round.
No, we are only going there if we need a loo stop.
Yeah, and there will be toilet breaks available on the way. They've mapped those all out for you nicely on the map, haven't they, on the circuit, so you know where you're going. And some lovely views, as we said, around the River Cam. You're going to be passing by Addenbrookes Hospital on the new road in a large group there. That will show up as something a little bit different than usual for passing motorists.
Yes, it most definitely will. That's the idea.
Looking on the back of your T-shirt then, Bert's girls, Carol and Ron. So you're walking in memory of
Bert, who's our dad. And there's 4 of us. Carol, our eldest sister, who passed on many years ago, but with Arthur Rank as her last stop. And Ron, who's brother-in-law, and he passed away 4 years ago, also with hospice at home help.
It's a time to reflect as you walk as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Lots of memories and just our way of a bit of support for a very, very wonderful organisation.
There are up to 500 people that are allowed to take part each year. Last year they got up to about 470. They're thinking they might get to capacity this year. And last year they raised £50,000.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Let's hope they beat that one this year.
So I've come over to a group, which when I first saw them approach me, I thought, well, this is a bunch of nurses. Maybe they're all from Addenbrookes. They're more like Jolly Tars, actually. Sailor girls, we love you, our hero. What's that all about, Daisy?
So my grandfather, Terry Norman, was sadly diagnosed with prostate cancer last year and it rapidly spread. And so he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And so my granddad passed away on 6th of February this year, so 3 months ago. And from the minute my granddad was diagnosed with terminal cancer, we got in contact with Arthur Rank Palliative Care Team and they have been there to support us right through the minute to my granddad's last breath. So they were absolutely amazing during what was a very difficult journey for us. And so in today, we're taking part in the Arthur Rank Star Stroll Walk to raise money for Arthur Rank to show how we're so grateful for the amazing support that we had from Arthur Rank in what was such a very difficult time. So it's a time for us to give back to Arthur Rank for what they did for us and for us to also show how much we appreciated and adored our granddad.
There are people around you, I can see family members who are very proud of you from what you just said, and they're getting quite emotional. The palliative care, in this case, wasn't at the hospice, but they came to Grandad at home.
Yeah, so the palliative care team were there on hand all the time from home. So they took care of Grandad and also helped my mum support my granddad and give us a support as a family and also 24/7 care to my grandfather during his time of having terminal cancer.
And he was with the Royal Navy in his time then?
Yeah, so my granddad was in the Royal Navy for a long time. And so we're supporting him and showing that he was a part of the Royal Navy.
Group of you. You've got, let me do a quick head count here, 2, 4, 6, we've got 7 sailors. You're all going round together. I'm asking everyone whether they're going for the longer option or the shorter option tonight in terms of a route.
The shorter one, and the rest of us will be going for the longer one. And can I just say that the blue is for prostate cancer, not just for sailors girls, it's for prostate cancer.
And I realise actually Grandad is emblazoned on everybody's chest this evening. You managed to get a lovely photograph of him.
Yes, yes.
And so
this was taken last year in November, this picture.
And you, he'll be going with you tonight, really, in spirit.
It's in all our hearts anyway. Always will be.
Well done, all of you. Your daughters, I guess.
Yes, we are his daughters.
We are his daughters.
Yeah.
And you're local?
Yes, both, all from Cambridge. Yeah.
What a wonderful cause. So you can hear everybody in the background. It'll be a warm-up for you all to limber you up and get you all ready. Take it steady. As I've been saying to other people, it's not a race, and just have a nice time going round. Probably have a thoughtful, methodical time as you go round. Hope you raise lots of money.
We have raised a lot of money. We're nearly hitting target of £1,000 for Arthur Rank Hospice.
That's absolutely smashing. Have a great time tonight.
Thank you.
Sarah's here from I Love Team Simply the Breast, and that's the badge on your left side there, young lady. So... I think she likes it because I'm saying it, a young lady there. Hello, Sarah. So is this your first time walking tonight?
No, it's not the first time. We've done it a couple of years ago, but we did the moonwalk as well last year. So that's inspired us to keep going for charity.
I believe in a couple of weekends' time, they're actually going to be doing a parachute jump. I don't know if anybody can sign up. You can jump in tandem with an instructor, so you'll be strapped to someone's back. They're doing that, I think, at an airfield in a couple of weekends' time. And also, they're having their summer party, the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, that's going to be coming up on Thursday. So if you haven't heard about that, you can go on Facebook.com and probably be going along as well. You might need it, a nice cup of tea after this evening. So, everybody, you're going for the longer option or the shorter option this evening?
We're definitely going for the longer option this evening. Yeah, we're all ready for it. We've been practice walking, so we're all ready to go.
You seem to be about the average number in a group. 8 of you here today, all with your corporate Arthur Rank Hospice Charity Make Every Moment Count logo and legend on the front with the Star Shine Stroll 2017, which you got as your starter pack. How long ago did you sort of all sign up for this year? Were you one of the early birds?
I think we probably were one of the early birds, actually. I think it was in January or February. Yeah, as soon as we knew the registration was out, we were on it.
So. Going to be on a nice guided walk, as we said earlier on. The sun has come out for this evening, which is really nice. And we're on the training area of the rugby ground. The grass is trying to recover after last season with all the women's as well as men's rugby teams that have been clambering all over it. We can hear in the background Dawn Easby. We're about to get a warm-up as well to get everybody limbered up.
Yep, looking forward to a nice warm-up. We're all do Zumba, so we're keen exercisers as well.
So you're quite fit, really. You're going to kind of last the course. And as always, you've got your bottles of water and everything you kind of need with you as well. You're going to get a few selfies as well, a few pictures on the way. There's a few smartphones here.
Yep, we are. Yeah, we do like a selfie. Yeah, we've already had one, so I'm sure there'll be plenty more on the way. Yeah.
And you can post those up on the Arthur Rank Hospice Charities Facebook page. A little bit tagging going on there. So we're going to have a look at that probably later in the week.
We certainly will be. We'll be putting everything we take tonight will be on there.
We'll try and spot you. So Team Simply the Breast, have a good evening. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you very much.
Lynn, your naughty girl, what did you do?
I conned them all into it and told them it was a pub crawl.
Do you think they still think it is? What do you think they really think they're here for?
Well, they're hoping it is a pub crawl.
But actually, somebody's got a map, you know, so you might be found out by now. You've actually got the course map, the route map here.
Several pubs on there, apparently.
I asked another group. Yeah, just toilet. Of course, purely toilet stops. Not swift halves going on then.
No, that's right, yeah.
The other group officially said no, they wouldn't actually be stopping in there for a refreshment, you understand. No, but I mean, in all seriousness, it's going to probably take you perhaps 2.5 hours to get round. They're thinking something like that.
3, we're thinking.
And you're going to shoot all the way around on the 10 miles?
We'll see what we feel like when we get to the point of no return.
You have got a point where you can actually decide, you can sort of roll back, shall we say, come around the hairpin bend and head for the home straight. There'll always be people with you, guiding you around. And is it everybody's first time? We've got 6 ladies here.
Yeah, it is, yes, definitely. Yeah, our first time.
You'll enjoy it. You'll be well looked after on the route. And look what a lovely evening you've got as well. You've got your sunglasses on, everybody. That can't be bad at sort of 6:30 in the evening on this May Day. You've all got lots of sponsorship going on?
We have got sponsorship, yes. Yep.
Terrific. You'll even go around with your handbag. You never know what you might need as you... Emergency survival kit.
Yeah, that's it. Yep, Mars bars are in there.
That's very important, but remember they'll...
I've got plasters.
But they will feed...
Trainers.
Is that in case you need to wear the new ones?
Trainers.
She has two. And they look a bit older, but they're well broken in. So, yeah, if you do need to change it, what a sensible thing to do, actually, have some different footwear to take with you. And you're all armed with your various smartphones as well. So I can see it again. You're going to have lots of selfies and lots of photographs. And you've all got your sort of boppers on your head as well. Gold stars in this case.
Stars. Yep, we've got our stars on.
Well, you're all stars. I had to say that, but it's a Starshine stroll. So, ladies, go for it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yep.
Fantastic time we had on Saturday evening, as you can tell. Mingling with the crowds there before they set off at 7 o'clock. Well done, everyone who took part. And to see some of the pictures from the Starshine Stroll, you can go to the website, which is starshinestroll, or one word, no punctuation there, .co.uk. Simply starshinestroll.co.uk. You can look in your search engine for Starshine Stroll. Perhaps put in Arthur Rank as well. It will send you to the Cambridge site. You can make a note in your calendar now to take part next year. You can take advantage of an early bird registration in early spring of 2018. Ready for the event next May. And of course, don't forget your pyjamas. Thanks to everyone who took part last Saturday evening.